News, hunger striking detainee Khadr Adnan, who started his strike nearly 3 weeks ago, is currently only consuming salt and water, rejecting medical checkups and any sort of supplements, the Palestinian Political Detainee Committee reported on Thursday. Khadr also informed the prison authority that he would not attend any sessions of administrative detention courts, as they have no legitimacy and are only set up for show. Khadr was rearrested by the Israeli authorities on July 8, 2014, 2 years after he was released from following a 66-day hunger strike against administrative detention, where no formal charges were laid against him.
You are listening to the KABU Evening News. This is a volunteer-produced newscast, and we encourage your participation. Call us with your breaking news stories at 503-231-8032. Our production team for tonight's newscast is Alan Montesilio, Nathan Bahinsky, and Robin Ryan. The producer is Sam Bowman. Our engineer is Matthew Ollison. The KABU Evening News and Public Affairs Director is Jenka Soderberg. A podcast of local stories from this newscast is available on our website at kboo.fm/eveningnews or look for us on Twitter at KABU News. If you'd like to call your elected representatives about any issue you've heard on the news tonight, here are the phone numbers, so get a pen or something to write with. The local number for Senator Ron Wyden is 503-326-7525. The number for Senator Jeff Merkley is 503-326-3386. Oregon Governor's Kate Brown's number is 503-378-3111. Portland Mayor Charlie Hales can be reached at 503-823-4120. You are listening to KBOO Portland, 90.7 FM, K282BH Philomath, 104.3 FM, and K220HR Hood River, 91.9 FM. I'm Pooh Epstein.
And I'm Paul Rowland. Coming up tomorrow morning on KBOO at 7, as always, is Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman and Juan Gonzalez. At 8, Lisa Loving, guest hosts on Positively Revolting Talk Radio. At 9, One Land Many Voices hosts Zaha Hassan and Ned Roche interview Palestine's ambassador to the Vatican to discuss the Pope's recognition of Palestine and the canonization of two Palestinian nuns. At 10, is Air Cascadia headlines, interviews, and commentary with Chris Andre. 10:15 on Flashpoints Investigative News Radio with host Dennis Bernstein. At 11, on the Radio Zine, Per Fagerin hosts an interview call-in show with Anissa Nawai, news anchor with RT, formerly called Russia Today. And thank all of you KABU members for your support in our recent membership drive. And if you have missed it, you can still contribute by going to kboo.fm and clicking on Donate Today.
KABU News In Depth, where we take a deeper look at the top news stories impacting our community.
As fossil fuel investment divestment campaigns take off across the country, Portland State University students are getting on board with an event planned for early June to try to push administrators at the school to divest. KABU's Jenka Soderberg spoke with Lise Coburn and Alfredo Gonzalez with Divest Portland State about their campaign to get the university to divest from fossil fuels.
Talk a little bit about Divest Portland State. What is the objective and how are you attempting to accomplish it?
So as Divest Portland State, we're a student group, student organization with a mix of undergraduate and graduate students. And we basically have three asks that we primarily want the Board of Trustees and the PSU Foundation to listen to. First off is to divest from the top 200 oil and gas companies from fossilfree.org list. Second is to have complete transparency within our portfolio, so we actually know where our money is going and who it's going to. And lastly is to reinvest all the money that we do divest into SRIs, which are social responsible investments.
And how is the group working to accomplish that?
About a year or so ago, we attended a national conference in San Francisco that pertained to meeting people around the U.S. and the international atmosphere overall, with several divestment campaigns going on around the world. And there's about 500 or so in the U.S. now. So we looked at case studies and we examined what other schools had been doing. And that prompted us to come up with a four-step plan in which we involve students first and educate them about divestment of fossil fuels. Then we get the faculty involved and alumni as well, and eventually the administration and the actual head of who makes a decision for any particular school. In this case, it would be the Board of Trustees. And from then, we decided to start the campaign and move forward.
And what's been the response of the Board of Trustees?
The Board of Trustees right now is unaware of our situation currently. However, they are aware. The president, Vim, has asked the Board of Trustees, the PSU Foundation, to look at divestment. So the PSU Foundation is an organization outside Portland State. It's a nonprofit that works to give recommendations to the Board of Trustees in terms of divestment. So right now, our work is being done with the PSU Foundation because they're the ones actually doing the research on divestment.
Mm. And has the PSU Foundation been responsive to the requests and the demands that you've made as students?
I think as far as right now, it's a tricky question to reply to, because we have met with them and we have expressed our interest to meet our goals. And we have also heard their main concerns, because they want to make as much profit in order to have some money for scholarships for students. However, the values and the goals that PSU has do not align with the investments of fossil fuels. Not only that, but PSU as a school has received many grants, like the $25 million grant from the Miller Foundation that supports sustainability and sustainability curriculum, and specifically restricts any investments in fossil fuel companies by saying that it has to be dealing with sustainability. So we very much believe that it aligns with our values, our goals as a PSU community. And not only that, but it undermines any work we do, because fossil fuels are threatening our future. So,
yeah. And to add a little bit to that, we have had a couple meetings with the Board of the PSU Foundation back in January, to kind of just introduce ourselves and kind of give them kind of an overarching theme of what we're trying to accomplish. But since then, we've been kind of left in the dark a little bit, and there's been a little bit of transition within the PSU Foundation that we were not aware of, as people kind of retiring and stepping in and out of roles. And so it's putting us in a very tricky position, because we thought we had kind of built these really good strong ties with the PSU Foundation to kind of work towards divestment, or at least a viable option for Portland State, because the PSU Foundation does realize and recognize that something needs to be done. They understand that Portland State and the Portland metro community is a very sustainable, environmentally conscious community, and not just for environmental reasons, but also social and economic sustainability. So they realize they have to do something about it, but the communication has been very touch and go between us and the foundation, especially with their CFO retiring this past month. We were given a quick email about that, and that was kind of it. And so we're kind of in this, all right, well, you promised us a seat at the table. You promised us to kind of work with us to progress this and kind of work together to have a student voice at this table, yet there's no follow through with that. So right now we're in this kind of murky stage of kind of, what do we do now? Kind of where, like, how are we supposed to progress and work together with administration and with the PSU Foundation?
Mm. So it sounds like maybe they initially were just kind of paying lip service and not actually wanting to follow through and carry out any action.
Kind of. I don't want to say that completely, because I think that they heard us and were very responsive, but it's also just given the climate and the university bureaucracy, it was a little bit of a lip service, in my personal opinion. But I don't think they wanted to disregard us completely because the research that we have done is really valid and really knowledgeable. And I think they can learn a lot from us. And especially just as, since Alfredo mentioned, the PSU Foundation is a separate entity from Portland State. It's not within the university, functions as a nonprofit outside of it. And its main goal is to create funds through philanthropic donations and alumni support to support current students at Portland State. So it's not really in relationships with the university as a whole, but they are the ones who recommend to the Board of Trustees on which way they should go with their portfolio.
Mm-hmm. So. And speaking of the portfolio, how is Portland State University's portfolio invested in? Who is it invested with, and how much money are we talking about here?
Yeah, so our current endowment is about $55 million. To give some perspective, it's a very, very small endowment compared to other universities like U of O or OSU. And within that endowment, about 1.43% of that is invested into fossil fuel companies. Given the type of portfolio and investments, it's a mutual fund. So how that kind of works, so our manager is JP Morgan. And they, within mutual funds, there's a lack of transparency within kind of what exact companies we are invested into. But the research that the foundation has done, they've confirmed that at least a little over 1.4% of that is invested into the fossil fuel companies.
When we met with the PSU Foundation, they provided us some of the work they had been doing in terms of looking at their own case studies, because other schools like Oregon State University or Harvard and many other schools have looked at divestment and made a decision whether they should divest or not divest. So they did provide us with the information that they were looking into. Having that said, the information has changed since. For example, schools like Harvard initially had a no towards divestment, but since then, Harvard as a school has held a week-long protest of nonviolent disobedience to escalate their campaign and shine a light at the money that is in being invested in fossil fuels. This has caused an immense pressure with the president of Harvard. And so they have been forced to renegotiate and rethink of their stance. So like that, there's many, many different schools like Whitman in Washington who are escalating also their campaign and having people sit in at their schools and putting themselves basically on the line, because at the end of the day, climate change is affecting all populations of the world.
And are there schools that are examples of having divested successfully and had investments in mutual funds?
Sure. There's Pitzer College in California who divested, I want to say, about half a year ago. It's within a year. And since then, their work has not stopped there. I mean, their governing body acknowledged that divestment was the right thing to do, and they have fully divested their portfolio away from fossil fuels by the end of 2014, so it just went by. And the community is strong in terms of sustainability, how it's growing, and a lot more students are coming into the school that are providing more money for endowment funds so that they could be invested in scholarships. But aside from that, their work is not done there, because they're pushing other schools around the area to divestment. Just like the University of Stanford, when they divested from coal, their work did not end there. Now they're pursuing divestment of oil and natural gas, because those are the fuels that are still pushing climate change forward.
Mm-hmm. And does JP Morgan actually offer socially responsible investment funds?
I do not have a direct answer to that question. However, I do know that JP Morgan is a contributor to not only fossil fuel investments for themselves as an entity, but also to private prison complexes, to many other issues that are not pertain to just climate change talks or environmental injustice, but also social injustice, also economic injustice that is putting people into prisons, that is starting wars across the world and basically putting third world countries in their back feet.
Mm-hmm. Do you have anything to add about the socially responsible investment, if that's an option?
Yeah, so I think it is an option, especially in Portland. There's a company called Portfolio 21 who specialize in social responsible investments, who has actually been in communications with Reed College when they were working towards divestment last year. They were working with them. We haven't gotten to that point in our campaign yet to actually reach out to Portfolio 21. I know that they, this past fall, just merged with Trillium Assets, which is out of Chicago. So it's great because the whole SRI market is growing. And that's one of the things that we want the PSU Foundation to really realize. Because one of their main concerns is that, you know, yeah, if we divest from fossil fuels, we're going to lose so much money. But studies have shown that actually divesting from fossil fuels and reinvesting in social responsible investments is actually a benefit. There is a paper that came out of The Guardian recently that showcased if Harvard would have divested from fossil fuels, they would have increased their endowment a little over 1% in their returns. And so since the SRI community and the SRI market is kind of growing, I think that's something that the PSU Foundation should really look into, and also JP Morgan should really look into.
But you're saying that it's unlikely that they would switch to this local investment firm because they have contracted with JP Morgan?
Yes, definitely. Yeah, we in our first initial meeting, we asked if there was any possibility of switching managers, and they told us no, very firmly no. They just switched. They had spent 5+ years researching, and they found that JP Morgan was best fit for Portland State. I'm not sure what the criteria was for that and why they chose JP Morgan, but they did. So.
And what about other divestment campaigns on PSU's campus? Are you working with the divest from the prison industrial complex, or divest from the companies engaged in Israeli occupation of Palestinian land?
Yeah, so we formed some partnerships with Super, who is a student group working towards divestment of Palestine. And then also one of our core members, Corinne, she's working with the, I'm not quite sure what her organization is called, but she's working with private prisons. And so we're kind of forming a close little divestment network within each, which within the community of Portland State, which is really neat to see. And so
you're listening to KBOO Portland. The time is 6 p.m.